town hall. You should start in Piazza 15 Gennaio, named after the date the earthquake struck. The variety of composition in the square immediately demonstrates the special character of the place where you are, and the blueprint decided on as a basis for the reconstruction. We will start the visit with the town hall, built in 1972 on the design of three important Italian architects, Alberto and Giuseppe Samonà and Vittorio Gregotti. What is most immediately striking about the town hall is the contrast between the square, rigid and monochrome structure of the building housing the municipality's main offices and the ceramic panels covering the external walls. The five panels visible under the portico are the work of Carla Accardi, a well-known artist from Trapani who is still alive today, one of the moving lights from the Forma Uno group. We will see the works of the other members of the same group during the tour. This group of artists took its name from the first and only issue of the magazine in which they set out their manifesto. They set themselves up to defend and disseminate abstract art, emphasizing the importance of the forms expressed in their works. We consider formalism to be the only means of avoiding decadent psychological and expressionist influence, they said in their manifesto. Or again, we are interested in the lemon's shape and not the lemon itself. It was not, however, seen as an exaltation of form or shape in itself, a spectacular invention, but rather a constant search for a minimalism capable of embodying the essence of things. The panels that you are now looking at serve as an illustration of these concepts. Form as a mark, as the impression made on a surface by primitive gesticulation. Forms and colours are used to set up an interplay between the figure and the background. Stop for a moment and lose yourself in the small signs impressed on the ceramic surface, and you will find that after a time you'll not be able to tell whether they are shapes superimposed on a monochrome background or whether it is the monochrome background which has been cut away in the shape of the signs. On the building's first floor, there's a quotation from Leonardo Sciascia with Consagra's flat sculptures arranged around it. The writer took an active part in the campaign to increase public awareness of the town's reconstruction. If the town hall is open, don't hesitate to go in so you can admire the mosaic by Gino Severini. Its kaleidoscopic effect cannot fail to evoke its cubist inspiration. In the centre of the square, there's also a great travertine disc with parts cut away. It's a sculpture by Mimmo Rotella called Omaggio a Tommaso Campanella, which is better known as Città del Sole Uno, which is City of the Sun, One.